Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yeah, man. Okay, so that, by the way, was not William Shatner. Sounded incredibly like William Shatner, a young William Shatner. That, in fact, was my guest, Vic Mignogna, who plays Captain Kirk in the Star Trek Continues series. It's an award-winning, fan-produced web series where Vic put this thing together and decided, I want to see all 5 years of the missions of the starship Enterprise. So he put this thing together, and I got to tell you, man, I was the cynic that I always am until I actually saw an episode of this thing, and I couldn't believe it. Let's bring Vic onto the show, and here he is, Vic Mignogna. Hey, Vic, how are you, man?
Hey, how are you?
All right. Man, I got to tell you, you know, I was like, oh, all right, some guy like Star Trek. And he's just going to, you know, he and his buddies are going to be in a basement, you know. And then I saw an episode, man. Unbelievable.
And you were like, this is a really nice basement. Oh, my God.
Exactly. So that's a hell of a basement you got there, Vic. No, really, seriously, I was incredibly impressed by the production value, the writing, the acting, everything about it, man. I mean,
Thank you. Nice job, buddy.
Let's get your background first. Tell everybody where you're from and how you got into acting. I looked at your IMDb page. You need to work a little more.
People tell me I need to sleep a little more.
Yeah, 202 entries on your IMDb page.
Wow, really?
You didn't even know you worked that much, man.
I try not to pay attention to it, but it tires me. But first of all, thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for the kind words about Star Trek Continues. In a nutshell, when I was a little boy, 10, 9, 10, 11, 12, I encountered the original series. Used to watch it every day after school on a little 19-inch black and white TV, and it really inspired me creatively. It made me want to make my own uniforms, and it made me want to build props, phaser replicas, and it made me want to round the kids in the neighborhood up with an 8mm movie camera and make my own little episodes and build little cardboard sets out in the woods behind my apartment. And so that was when I was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And then I went on to college and actually started acting largely because of my love for the original series, getting into school productions and what have you. And then I went to college and I majored in film because I wanted to make films and wanted to work in that industry. So now I kind of feel like I've come full circle where I have the opportunity to merge the childhood inspiration with all of the skills that I've developed over the years, and not only myself, but bring in a wonderful group of skilled, gifted artisans to do this project, this labor of love with me. Mm-hmm. And we set out from the beginning to make it as good as we could possibly make it. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of original Star Trek fans out there that miss the special certain something that the original series had.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted to continue. Like you even mentioned, the original series was cut abruptly short in its third season. So even though Captain Kirk used to say, these are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, it's 5-year mission, they didn't get to finish that mission. Mm-hmm. And so I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fun if I could get enough people together and throw enough of my own savings together to build the sets, rebuild the sound stage as spot on accurate as we can, and then bring in good actors and good makeup people and directors and lighting and sound and you know, costume, and bring all of these great people together and try our best to continue to make episodes and basically complete that 5-year mission.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, I mean,
if you think about it, if I may say this real quick, if you think about it, you know, the series ended, and then how many years went by, and then they released Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Right.
Well, in Star Trek The Motion Picture, Captain Kirk had given up his ship and taken a desk job.
Right.
Now, did you ever wonder, nobody, I mean, who could love anything more than Captain Kirk loved his ship?
Yeah.
What in the world would have made him take a desk job and hang it up? You know,
right.
what would have made Spock go back to Vulcan and Dr. McCoy quit the service altogether? So we want to fill in that gap and complete the five-year mission and basically leave all of the characters where they were when the motion picture found them.
Wow, that's great. You know, it's funny because the series itself, I never really got into the series. I when I was a kid, I watched it every once in a while, but I was never like a strict watcher of the show. I watched it every once in a while. I do, however, enjoy many of the movies. And I know, Vic, you probably heard this a million times. I'm an even-numbered guy.
As far as
the movies go,
both,
the even numbered ones are great. And Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, I think not just the best Star Trek movie, but one of the best science fiction movies ever made.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
You know what?
It's funny because when Wrath of Khan came out, I thought to myself, this is what they should have done with the first movie. They should have taken an original series episode and basically done like, what are the ramifications of the choices they made in that episode 10 years later?
Yeah. All right, Vic, hang on. Hey, Vic, we got to hit the news, so hang on, okay?
Sure, man.
All right, Vic Mignogna is with us. He is the creator and the star of Star Trek Continues, and we're going to talk more about that and tell you about a Kickstarter campaign so you can give them some dough so they can, you know, get the Enterprise going again. All right, we'll take a break here. News is coming up right after this.
What is it? A machine? An organism?
Unknown.
That's an awful lot of unknowns, Mr. Spock. I need answers. Go to Red Alert. Sulu, put some distance between us. Back away.
Engines aren't responding, Captain. I can't seem to...
Whoop drive and impulse engines are offline.
Uhura, anything?
Nothing, sir. I've tried friendship messages on all known alien frequencies.
Ship's power now is 29%. She's fading fast.
Not without a fight. Ready phasers.
We don't have enough power for phasers, sir. I had to repair everything we had to life support.
Photon torpedoes, then.
Aye, you might be able to get off one shot, but there is no telling it.
Lock photon torpedo on. Dead center.
Torpedo locked.
Fire.
Oh. There you go. All right.
Can you understand how giddy I feel right now?
Yeah.
The hairs are standing on end.
That is from Star Trek Continues, which is a web series that the creator and the star of is joining us. It's Vic Mignogna. Vic, welcome back, sir.
Yes, thank you so much.
Now, let's talk a little bit about gathering the talent. You talked about that you gathered the talent. How did you get the people involved, the actors, the designers, and all that stuff? Are they all sort of in your boat as like big-time Star Trek fans?
Well, as you mentioned my IMDb page. By trade, I'm actually a voice actor. I do a lot of voice work for animated shows and video games. I've been doing that for a long time. But over the course of the years, I've met a lot of really wonderful people in many different areas of production. And so I was working. To be honest with you, I was working helping out some other fan productions. And one of the first things that I observed was thought to myself, you know, this could be done so much better. It could be done at such a higher level. Acting could be better. Lighting could be better. Stories could be better. There's so many things that I felt like could be improved upon. And so I thought, man, if I ever was going to do this, you know, I'd really want to bring some really good people together. And so I know a lot of great voice actors and actors that I've worked with over the years, and I asked them about playing some roles. Some of my dear friends play, you know, Spock and McCoy and some of the iconic characters. Chris Doohan, I don't know if you know that, but Chris Doohan, who plays Scotty, is the son of the man who played Scotty in the original series.
I mentioned that before we got you on, Vic, it blew Roger's mind.
Yeah, I saw the episode and the name popped up, I thought you were playing a joke or something. I couldn't believe, and I interviewed his father when I worked for Associated Press Radio back when the first Star Trek movie came out. He was doing a junket and came through Las Vegas, which is where I was working at the time, and I actually have that tape still on a cassette somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you guys, there was one of the most wonderful moments when we started shooting this series was the day Chris Duhon walked onto the bridge wearing that uniform.
I bet, man.
He looked around and his eyes started tearing up and he said, "This is what my father looked at and did 50 years ago."
Wow.
And it was so wonderful. And then, of course, Grant Imahara from Mythbusters plays Sulu. We've just got such a great team of people.
And by the way, I do.
Michelle Speck plays a brand new character that we've introduced, Dr. McKenna. She's the first experimental ship's counselor.
Hmm.
If you remember, in Star Trek Next Generation, they had a ship's counselor, Counselor Troy. Well, they didn't have ship's counselors in the original series, so that begs the question, when did they start that tradition? And so we decided we were going to create an original character, which would be the first ever ship's counselor.
By the way, I do want to mention that Grant Imahara, who you have in your show, is responsible for building Jeff Peterson, the gay robot sidekick skeleton on Craig Ferguson's show. I just wanted to mention that.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, he built it. So
okay, now as soon as I hang up with you guys, I'm going to have to text him and give my
so
what the hell, bro, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
but you know, going back to your question, I knew a lot of great people. Matt Busey, our director of photography, Ralph Miller, our sound supervisor, Lisa Hansel, our makeup supervisor, James Kerwin, one of our staff directors, Casey Shafsky, so many great people that I brought together, all with a similar passion for the original series, and we made the first episode, and as I said, I funded the first episode myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like it was wrong to ask people to give me money for something that I hadn't proven I could do. You know, there are so many Kickstarter programs out there and so many crowdfunding campaigns where people get a bunch of people to give them a lot of money. And then, like, whatever happened to that?
Yeah.
You know, or they don't do it, or they do it at a much lower level than they promised. So I thought, well, you know what? This is the perfect opportunity to put my money where my mouth is, spend my own money, make something, and then put it out there. And if people like it and they want to help us make more, then that's what we'll do. And so we made the first episode, Pilgrim of Eternity, which was actually a sequel to one of the original series episodes. And we even got the guest star from the original episode 45 years earlier to reprise his role as
wow.
the Greek god Apollo. And after we finished it, we put it on the internet, and we got an amazing response. And so we launched a Kickstarter 2 years ago and asked people to help us make three more episodes. They gave us what we asked for, and we made three more episodes in short order, exactly like we promised. In fact, we over-delivered. And then we asked them to help us again to make two more and to build the engineering room. If you remember, I don't know if you remember the sets from the original series, but engineering, where Scotty hung out, was the biggest set in the ship. It was two stories and had this big core that extended 100 feet in the distance. And the backers, the Kickstarter generous supporters, gave us the money to make two more episodes and build engineering, which is exactly what we've done. We've done exactly what we promised with the money we've been given, and we're hoping to make 13 episodes. We want to do a TV season of 13 episodes. We've got six in the can already. We're working on the seventh, and we want to make 13 complete episodes that will basically bring closure to the original series.
So how can people help out? What's the Kickstarter email or the website people can give?
Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah.
Our first two crowdfunding campaigns were done on Kickstarter. We're giving some serious thought to maybe doing the next one on Indiegogo.
Hmm.
For a couple of different reasons, but we're probably going to launch that campaign in early 2016, maybe February. You know, we want people to be able to get through the holidays,
sure.
And, you know, kind of settle back, let things settle back down. But probably February 2016, people can go to StarTrekContinues.com is our website. That's easy enough to remember.
Yep.
And then also Star Trek Continues on Facebook. And there will be regular updates and videos and announcements leading up to that. And we certainly would be most grateful.
And I encourage everybody to go to StarTrekContinues.com and on YouTube and things like that and watch these episodes because they're incredibly impressive. And one of the things that impressed me the most, Vic, besides just the production values and the acting, you got the tone of the series down. And I think that people what do you think it is? What is it that makes Star Trek so different and so special? What was it about Roddenberry's voice that made it so different that people really responded to?
Well, I think the two things that come to my mind when I think about what made the original series so special, and you realize next year is the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. I mean, people are still fascinated and just so in love with that show. And I think the two main things that make it so special and so timeless, number one, it was a positive future. It was not a future where we blew ourselves up. It was not a future where factions were at war within humanity. It was a future where humankind had gotten over their petty differences and they had come together and united to reach out into space in exploration and push out into the galaxy in peace and to meet new civilizations. It was a positive future, number one. And number two, I think the big thing is that they took on powerful thematic ideas. They took on social issues. They took on moral dilemmas and ethical quandaries, and they would couch these big questions in very imaginative sci-fi based stories. So you're watching some story about something happening on this planet, and what you find out is thematically that it was about the nature of war itself, or maybe it was about race relations, or maybe it was about prejudice, or maybe it was about, I mean, who knows? I mean, it could have been anything. And so when I started Star Trek Continues, I thought to myself, Star Trek is not about firing phasers. Star Trek is not about beaming down. Anybody can do that. Star Trek is about telling an engaging story with a real theme, a real point to it. And so from the very beginning, those are the kind of stories we wanted to tell. And I got to tell you, they're not easy to find. When you start holding your stories to that high of a standard, it becomes much, much harder. If I had a nickel for every time somebody has sent me a story idea that basically says, Captain Kirk beams down to the planet and he fights the Klingons, I'm like, nope, that's not what we want to do. Mm-hmm. We want to tell stories that move people, that make people think, that address issues like sex trafficking or guilt or self-sacrifice or the cost of freedom or any of a number of topics that have some weight to them.
Right.
And yet present them in an imaginative and exciting way, the way the original series used to do.
Nick, I know you got to go to break.
Yeah.
But when you come back, can we touch on who he has had on the shows?
Yes.
Don't say anything now.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be freaked.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
And also, Vic, before we take a break, we are going to take a break. The response from the Roddenberry camp and from people like, have you been in touch with Shatner or anything like that? Or anybody who's involved with
that? Well, as a matter of fact, I've got some wonderful stories about that.
Okay.
I can tell you that Bill and I have done, I love Bill Shatner.
Yeah.
I love him. And I have a great amount of respect for him. He and I actually have the same event manager, and we actually have done several events together.
Oh,
I go as a voice actor. I go as a voice actor signing autographs for voice work that I've done, and he's there for all of his on-screen work. But he and I have actually become friends, and I've made it a point not to be the pushy fanboy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't make a big issue out of it. If it comes up naturally in conversation, I've been happy to share information with him about it. But he's a wonderful hero of mine, and I've had the privilege to actually spend enough time with him that I could call him a friend.
That's great.
So
that's great. Well, listen, Vic, hang on.
Rod Roddenberry, the son of Gene,
has
publicly endorsed our series and was just down on set last week when we were shooting episode 6.
That's important, man. That really must that really must be gratifying for you. Vic, hang on, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Vic Mignogna is with us. He is the creator of Star Trek Continues. Go to StarTrekContinues.com, and they're going to have an Indiegogo campaign coming up in the new year. Give them money, and they are trying to continue the adventures of the Starship Enterprise.
Progress report, Mr. Scott.
There is no progress, Mr. Spock. I cannot initialize this beastie without the Captain's passcode. I've done all I can do.
Ensign, have you applied a brute force algorithm to override the device's lockout?
Sir, Deutrona consoles are designed to deactivate in the event of multiple access attempts. Starfleet protocol.
Yeah. Star Trek Continues. The creator of the series and the guy who plays Captain Kirk is Vince Mignogna. And they are continuing the voyages of the Star Trek Enterprise, the Starship Enterprise, with Star Trek Continues. Check out StarTrekContinues.com. These are high-quality, really a great web series that's keeping the spirit of the show alive with great production values and terrific acting and great writing. And Vic Mignogna is with us. Vic, welcome back.
Thank you. And I must say that it's free to watch. We don't know. There is no money is made on this show. CBS owns the license to Star Trek, as I'm sure you know, and CBS is very gracious, basically in allowing fans to pay tribute to this show in these ways, as long as they don't monetize it, as long as they don't commercialize it, and we don't. In fact, I wanted to tell your listeners and you as well. Just to give you kind of a financial perspective. In the original series, back in the late 60s, their budget per episode was roughly $115,000 in the 60s. Now, can you imagine how much that is today?
Yeah, wow.
It's over $1 million.
Yeah.
In other words, to make an episode of the original series in today's dollars would be, let's just say, $1 million per episode. We make these episodes, which I would like to think are arguably very close to the same quality level, for around $60,000 to $70,000, $80,000.
Wow.
It's insane. Like, it's pennies on the dollar. And that's because of the people that have a passion for it, and it's not about money to us. It's about paying tribute and honoring a show that gave so many people so much over the years.
That's so great, man. Yeah, that's
so,
really
and that's
great.
What we want to do. That's what we want to continue doing. It's not about making any money at all for us.
Now,
we want to give it to people.
So check it out, StarTrekContinues.com, and we want to see them finish the 13 episodes that they want to do. Now, before we took a break, Roger did mention that you guys have had some special people on the show. Share some of those with us.
Oh, yes. Well, let's see. Our very first episode, as I said, Mike Forrest, who played the Greek god Apollo 45 years ago, was our guest star. But in that same episode, we had a couple of fun cameos by Jamie Bamber from Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. And then the voice of our computer on the ship is Marina Sirtis. Who played Counselor Troi Generation.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Then when we did the third episode, which was a Mirror Universe episode, and in the Mirror Universe, the ship's computer is not a female voice, it's a male voice. Well, we went to my dear friend Michael Dorn, who played Worf in Next Generation. And in our second episode, which was a wonderful episode about an Orion slave girl who stows away on the Enterprise seeking asylum. I don't know if you remember or not, but the Orion slave girls were these really exotic, sexual dancing girls. They were green. The Orion people were green.
Yeah, you know, and Vic, I just want to mention really quickly, one of my first, like, major childhood crushes played one of those women, and that would be Yvonne Craig.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yvonne Craig, man. I can't even tell you how much I loved Yvonne Craig.
You know what? I did a tour. I did a couple of shows signing autographs with Yvonne in Australia. What a wonderful
woman. God bless her, man. God bless her. Yeah.
Yes, wonderful lady. But anyway, every time, I got to tell you, every time she walked past me, she would pinch my butt.
Nice! Yeah.
You know, of course, the 12-year-old in me is like, oh, my gosh, Batgirl.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I remember watching Batman and seeing Batgirl and going, what's happening to me right now?
Oh, yes.
I don't really know what's going on, but something funny is happening right now. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. But anyway, this episode about the Orion slave girl, in the story, her owner, the big slave trader who owns her, comes out after her to claim his property. Well, guess who we got to play this big green Orion slave trader?
I got a feeling I know who, but tell me.
Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, right. Lou Ferrigno himself. And then, of course, in another episode, we had Aaron Gray from Buck Rogers.
Nice.
We've had Daniel Logan, who played Boba Fett in Star Wars. Our latest episode, we had Colin Baker, who was the sixth doctor.
That's right. What I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
And we've got, and by the way, we've got our latest episode that we just finished shooting, episode 6. Our guest star is the lovely and talented Gigi Edgley from Farscape.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, we've had all kinds of wonderful guest stars.
Well, this is great stuff, and I know that the Star Trek fans are very happy about it. This was described by the Wall Street Journal as the flagship of fan-produced films. And again, Vic, when I actually watched an episode, I was like, I can't believe how great this is, and I hope that you guys raise enough money. Now, before we let you go, Vic, what do you think of the J.J. Abrams reboots?
Well, what do I think of the J.J. Abrams reboot?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's what I think. I think that J.J.'s goal was to appeal to a new young audience,
mm-hmm.
and I think he did that.
Right.
I think that the new movies don't have the depth and the weight that the original series had.
Mm-hmm.
They're much more of a shoot 'em up space battle kind of an approach, but I appreciate what he was trying to do. And you know what the best thing that in my opinion, as an older guy who loves the original series of Star Trek, what I appreciate the most about his movies are that they've made a whole new generation of kids go, I want to go back and watch the original
right.
Star Trek and see right. where it all started.
Right.
I've got, you know, my anime fan base, the fans of my voice work, tell me all the time. They come to these conventions and they meet me and they say, because you loved Star Trek, I went back, and because you and these other voice actors I know are in Star Trek Continues, I've started watching not only your show, but I go back and have been watching the original series of Star Trek. So we're actually generating fans
yeah.
for the CBS licensed shows. And you know the coolest part about it? Is that these kids, many of them, that are in their teens and early 20s, their parents loved
Absolutely.
The original series.
Yeah.
And our series provides a wonderful bridge between the younger generation that is watching it because they know me and some of the other voice actors in the show and they're fans of our voice work. But it bridges them with their parents who love the original
That's
series.
Great. Well, listen, Vic, you're doing great work, man. You won me over completely. And
thank you.
Vic Mignogna, I want to thank you for being here. And StarTrekContinues.com and help them get those voyages to continue. You're doing great stuff, man. Very impressive,
thank
Vic.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay,
so much.
Take care. There you go. There's Vic Mignogna.
Mignogna,
for God's sake.